Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now the time is coming up to 6:34. The S&P 500 index of shares reached an all-time high very recently, as did the Nasdaq, and the Dow Jones is hovering around its record high as well. All this at a time of the biggest energy supply disruption in history, which could in theory push Europe, Asia and much of the world, which depends on oil imports, into recession. So why are the markets seemingly so sanguine? My next guest has likened it to flying at high altitude with a near empty fuel tank. David Roach is a strategist with Quantum Strategies and is based in Singapore. Good morning, David.
And good morning, Joe.
David, tell us first what Quantum Strategy does.
Well, Quantum Strategy really, it does strategy, which is an occupation nobody can even explain to their children. But between yourself and myself, what we do is we tell states, governments and long-term investors, not the kind of in-and-out flyboys, but long-term investors where economies and markets are going. And that can be sectors like energy. It can be anything.
Right.
But it's a kind of the 10-year view.
And you think markets are way too relaxed about the consequences of this Iran war?
Well, now, Joe, I'd say I'd put it to you this way, which might be a bit too down to earth. I'd say I've never in my 50 years of experience seen so much money managed by such mediocre intelligence on the basis of such absolutely rotten information. They're just flying on, they're sucking diesel.
Okay.
I mean, look at, the markets think this. They think that Trump will up stumps and leave the Gulf and that the shipping will move, everything will be happy, and the Fed will cut rates because there'll be an intermediate effect on the economy from the shortage of energy that we've had over the crisis. So that's the market's assumption. I think is totally wrong, because even if he did up stumps, he would be leaving the Gulf in the control of the IRGC. In other words, the hard line of the Iranian military, and the tankers would not be moving in the same way at all.
And yet market participants are fairly educated and fairly smart people, and they have made this bet that everything will go back to January, despite the fact that this is a bigger energy shock than 73 or 79.
Well, you said they're intelligent. I mean, I don't think they are. I think markets are not really the sum of some superior intelligence. They really react like sheep. And, you know, the equity markets in particular are really, they're really, the big money in there is all Trump money. It's not belonging to Trump himself, but it's belonging to the sort of people that vote for Trump. So they believe that there's a kind of divine plan B behind this to force the Europeans into submission, that they're the one that will suffer from equity shortage. And the U.S. will up its stumps, it's got enough energy, it'll go home, and it'll be as if nothing happened, whereas actually everything has changed, not only economically, but geopolitically. So, I mean, the market assumption is just plain wrong. That's the bottom line.
And
it's not the first time either.
No, and it's not just American markets, David. The Nikkei in Japan is also at near record highs, and that country imports most of its energy.
Well, it depends on the Gulf for 70% of its energy. It imports 90% of its energy, and 70% of it comes from the Gulf. So, I mean, it's just crazy. What that market is saying is that the Bank of Japan won't raise rates, and that's what matters, and energy doesn't matter. And they're saying that, you know, Takaichi will spend a lot of money she doesn't have. We're familiar with that in Ireland. And that the combination of the government spending money it doesn't have and the Bank of Japan said doing nothing about it on the monetary front is kind of the Goldilocks scenario for markets. And you can see where that comes from, but you can also see that it surgically removed from that has been any concern about a country which is the most dependent major economy on Gulf disruption in the world.
Now, are we going to see a major correction? The outgoing deputy governor of the Bank of England has predicted a notable correction in share prices. I presume you agree.
Well, I don't know about this correction business. This correction business is like getting a slap in your hand in a national school in Ireland in the 1950s. I'm talking about I'm talking about a crash, not a little correction, which is 10% and goes away, and everybody lives happily ever afterwards. Again, I wouldn't buy that.
You think it'd be considerably more than a 10% correction?
Oh, I think if the, I mean, look, the UK's got 12 days of commercial stocks of oil left. So where does Ireland get its oil? When 9% is it? When that's gone down to 8 or 9%. Australia's got 8%, 8 days left. So, I mean, I think the full stop from the energy crisis is just around the corner. And when that happens, then the level of equity markets is unsustainable. But I would add, Joe, just one thing, that the debt markets are taking a completely different view.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at U.S. Treasury yields and all the rest, I mean, they're just about to break, they're breaking out. So, I mean, the debt market says this is awful and the equity market says it's grand. Well, these are just different people.
Is it because there are so many day traders trading stocks these days?
Well, when they are still day traders, very often they're machines. So, I mean, they're reading history and extrapolating it. Basically, that's what machines do. AI cannot invent the future. It can extrapolate it from the past. And the same is true of the people. Most people are more comfortable having a strategy which is actually an extension of the past, uninterrupted, than they are of the future. And for 10 years, we have never seen a geopolitical, energy, or otherwise crisis which has actually cost enough money to the economy to bring markets down. So that's the key. People believe that, machines believe that, and therefore they extrapolate that the market will move ever higher.
Now, you're based in Singapore, but you're an Irishman, clearly.
Yeah.
Will we avoid the worst of it, David?
No, you'll be the worst of it.
Tell us that.
I mean, Ireland has kind of served up the little the dish you get before the main dish in classy restaurants in terms of their own fuel protests, which were completely irrational. But anyway, we won't go into that. The point of the matter is Ireland has no strategic reserves. It has maybe got a month or two of commercial reserves. We don't actually know. All of its fuel is imported as refined fuel. We don't have a refinery. So you're dependent on Rotterdam and the UK. Now, if Rotterdam and the UK move into energy shortage, why on earth will they give it to little old Ireland first?
Very good point. David, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your insights on this. It is a bit scary, but it is good that we get some thinking from a few time zones away as to what might happen over here in Europe. That's David Roach, a strategist with Quantum Strategies based in Singapore. Back in a moment, talking to the boss of Brittany Ferries.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.